This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. For New York's Broadway and London's West End, the show must not go on in the age of coronavirus. For the thousands of entertainment professionals who work on stage, that's meant income has dried up. But it doesn't mean the bills stop coming. So two entertainers explain how they're making ends meet now at local grocery stores.
Hello there, my name's Lara Rebecca Harvey, and I'm an opera singer. I've currently got a job working in Lidl as shelf stocker, and you could say I've become a bouncer, really, as I've done the one in, one out outside of the store.
So I'm Thomas Inge, and I am a dancer and actor, usually, and I was in Saturday Night Fever tour until all this kind of hit. So I started at Tesco 2 weeks ago and was just on checkouts, and I actually got a promotion, which is nice, as a team leader.
So Thomas, how are you finding the transition from one job to the other? Obviously a promotion is a big deal so early on.
Oh, it's weird. It's just all a huge amount of change. I usually live in London. I've actually moved back to where I was born in Kent. I've got a twin brother and he works for Tesco, so I've managed to get into Tesco like that, which is great. But yeah, it's just all a huge amount of change. But it's nice to be busy. That's what I'm most grateful for.
Workers from all over the world are worried about their personal finances. Laura, from your point of view, how has this impacted you financially?
When all the work shut down, I had contracts for the rest of the year. And in the space of a week, pretty much all my work got cancelled. But the worry was, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? Not just financially, but sanity-wise. Like, I live for singing, and to suddenly not be able to do that was very scary indeed. So getting a supermarket job's been amazing in that sense. Financially, it's a tricky one. I'm obviously getting paid doing it, which is great, but it all happened so quickly. I'm not entirely sure what hourly rate I'm on, and I'm not entirely sure when I'm actually getting paid.
Oh, wow. So neither of you knows what exactly.
Not exactly. No, it wasn't about that for me.
So quick, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
What did they tell you?
When I got offered the job, I hadn't even finished the application online, and I got the call straight away saying, can you come to the store at 2 o'clock today and sign the contract? And I was like, amazing, I need the job, yes. And then there was a lot of paperwork, a lot of health and safety. It took about 45 minutes, and that was that. And I don't really remember hearing what wage I was. I remember Googling it myself and thinking, okay, I think that's what I'm on. I just assume I get paid at the end of month, but who knows, really?
Wow. And what about for you, Thomas? Is it the same way?
Yeah, I was kind of the same. I think because my twin is kind of a part of Tesco, so they knew of me at the store that I'm working in. So it was much more like, oh, just come in, we'll sign this, we'll get you straight doing something. And I actually used to work at Tesco when I was 17. I was happy to go back. There's so many customers that are so grateful that, you know, we're keeping the stores open because we're effectively there.
They've been so complimentary,
yeah,
haven't they?
Absolutely.
Oh, they've been lovely.
We're kind of, you know, filling in for the people that aren't able to work at the moment, that have to self-isolate. And to them, that's, you know, a huge deal, and they're so grateful. Whereas to us, we're so grateful to have a job.
Obviously, there's no timeline for when life will return to normal. But as you guys start to think about what your future life looks like, does it involve going back full time to the theater in your case, Thomas?
Well, hopefully. I've got a contract that's supposed to be starting end of June, and it's a 15-month job, and it's kind of going into London, UK tour around the world, and it's like my dream show, so I'm really hoping it happens.
And what about you, Laura?
I already know that the contract I was due to do was June and July, and that's already been cancelled, and that was meant to finish in August. I'm hoping everything will return to normal come September. That's the month I'm aiming for. And if I can keep working at Lidl throughout the summer, that would make me as happy as I can be.
Indeed, this crisis has forced a lot of us to rethink the way at least our lives operate for a time. Laura Harvey, opera singer, and Thomas Inge, musical theater actor. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.